Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is Lord and God. Amen. Lord, we give you this time and we thank you for everything that you're doing today, that you've done in our lives, for coming to the earth, for dying for us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. I believe with those listening for their needs, practical needs, if they need a touch from you, that if they need healing, if they need joy, anything that they need. And mostly, I believe with them that you'll reveal your glory to them. Amen. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the peace of Israel in the wonderful name of Jesus. This, generally, I'm beginning a series tentatively called Man Was Born to Fellowship with God. This is in the overall series, The Glory of the Lord. The chief end of man is to know Him. Man was born to fellowship with the Almighty God. Do you realize that? I mean, just that truth. With the Almighty God, the Creator of the universe, offers to fellowship with man and women, every individual in the world, every person who chooses Him and who continues on with Him and will go to heaven and will fellowship with Him forever. They will be in the glory of the Lord, in the Lord Himself. Heaven is literally filled with His presence, His glory, that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the presence of Jesus, the presence of the Holy Spirit, and that His presence is actually on the earth, everywhere on the earth. Amen. I'm going to share something right now that I've never shared before, never said, in case someone listens to this podcast and says, well, you're saying the same things. We want to hear something new. Well, remember that the new thing that every person on the earth needs every day is Jesus, the presence of Jesus. That's the answer. Amen. That's the so glorious. I'm so excited to bring these messages this week, and just to anyone who will listen. Here's the new thing. I was listening to the last two chapters of Revelation, the book of Revelation, on CD, and I heard it says this glorious description of heaven, of the new Jerusalem. It's just so wonderful. And it says the God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. There's no need for a temple there. There's no need. They are the temple. Okay. But the recommended reading, those last two chapters, so that's the glory of the Lord. It's a description of heaven, but that's the Holy Spirit. That's the same Holy Spirit, the same Jesus that is offered to us every day. If we seek Him with our whole heart, we will find Him. Amen. I just want to mention this. I want to touch on it. And just, it really, the Holy Spirit is the one who reveals all the wonderful, deep things of God. We know that on the earth, we are, those who are saved, the saints, are temples of the Holy Spirit. And that's a very sacred, holy, wonderful revelation that literally we carry the glory of God with us. The buildings that we go to for churches, that's not the temple. We are the temple. Now, remember in Revelation it says God and the Lamb are its temple. So I don't think I've received the revelation of this fully, but I just want to say something about this. Anyone who receives Jesus Christ on the earth and is saved is in Him, right? In God. Amen. We're in Him because He's everywhere on the earth. He's in us. Okay? We carry we're temples of the Holy Spirit. We have the glory of God. We have Jesus Christ within and in us and through us. Amen. In heaven, so when people get to heaven, we're same thing. We're in Him. Heaven, of course, is filled with His presence and glory. And so anyone in heaven, now fully in Him for eternity. Now, these things are just too wonderful for us to really understand. But the temple in heaven is God Almighty and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. They are the temple. And so I just want to leave it at that. That's something we go in this most holy faith. We go from glory to glory. Here's the next thing I want to present. I'm coming to the conclusion that our most holy faith and knowing God, it's an eternal revelation, of course, of Him, the Almighty God, the one and only, the Jesus said, the only true God, His Father, the Father God Almighty, and it's an eternal revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, literally, we know now that He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the Son of God, the Savior. All of that is because God loves the world and wants people to be saved. You know, it's all, to think, it's just so wonderful and glorious to think and to realize and to let the Holy Spirit reveal this to us, that if we want to know what God is like, just look right at Jesus Christ. He's the full revelation of the Almighty God. He's, to think how wonderful Jesus is. Okay, here's the way I was thinking about it yesterday. How could anyone say no to God, to having God in their life? Let's say that they never hear the gospel. They never hear about Jesus Christ. And remember, it's simple, it's common sense. God has revealed Himself to every person. So, everyone does know that there's a higher power that created the universe and human beings and them. You know, anyone who denies that, of course, the Bible says anyone who says there's no God is a fool, of course. But how can someone say no to having God in your life? I mean, it's just, that's the easiest decision ever, and it's really a necessity. Here's a point I want to make, and I'll try to be brief. There's two groups of people in the world. People who hear the gospel and hear about Jesus Christ, and people who don't. Okay, let's look at the group of people who never hear about Jesus Christ. I mean, to every person knows that there's a creator and a God, right? Romans 1:20 reveals that. I'll just read that. It's brilliant. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they, mankind, are without excuse. Now, how can someone say no to having God in their life, even if they don't hear the gospel? You know, it's just so clear that there's a higher power that's created them, that's created the world, that provides everything for them. I mean, very clear, very obvious. Anyone who says there's no God is a fool. That's what the Bible says. But how can you say no? You know, it's like, again, the analogy of, if there's the most powerful human on the earth who offers to help you, who's there, surely every person would fully take him up on that offer. Okay. Now, what I want to say is how wonderful the gospel is and how wonderful God is, that he's revealed himself as Jesus Christ. Now we know exactly what he's like. I've been saying this, but it's so important. Many, many people in the world have a completely incorrect view of what of God and what he is like and his nature. And that's part of, I think, the deception in the world. We as believers also have that. He's fully revealed himself. We know exactly what he's like. Just look at Jesus Christ. How wonderful this is. So my point is, the gospel, our most holy faith, our great and awesome God, is an eternal revelation, and just gets more wonderful and more glorious and more awesome and as we go deeper with him. And the final result, not final, but the final, you might say, well, it's the fourth phase of knowing him. That's the anointing, that's the presence of Jesus, that's fellowship with God. So that's his presence and glory is infinity on the 1 to 10 scale. I want to just proclaim this. I just want to present this. I apologize, my throat is, I'm not sounding like I usually do. This is so glorious to think that the gospel, God, the only true God, gets more and more glorious as we go deeper with him and as we go on with him. Just so awesome. And so it's all about Jesus. It's all because God has revealed himself fully and revealed his love for the world. And as the great, I think it was John Wesley said, it's brilliant what he said. He's justified himself. God came to the earth as a man, justified himself to the whole world. You know, and it's, I've mentioned this before, but it is so relevant. Let's look at the big picture. The gospel, so wonderful. Jesus, so wonderful, so glorious. The Savior of the world who came to the earth, died for mankind, suffered, died on the cross, rose again. The greatest. And then now, all the things that he does, I'm going to put in the notes the list we've added to the list of all the wonderful things that Jesus does. And it's not a definitive list. I mean, there's so much. And that's God. We could literally substitute the Father doing those things. Jesus loves, saves, heals, delivers, redeems, sets free, on and on and on. So glorious. Okay. So wonderful. God loves the world. He wants to save. He wants every person to make it to heaven. How do we know that? Well, it's all throughout the Bible. Okay. But for God so loved the world. The world. There's... Okay, he wants every person. And yet, the tragedy, the irony, the awful reality that most people don't get saved. Most people don't make it to heaven. Even according to stats in the world, population stats, 70% of people are not Christian or Catholic. 70%. Okay, how can this be? How can it be? How can they say no to Jesus Christ? Here's where I was going with that. And again, I'll try to be short, but it's so important. Reinhard Bonnke spoke about this in his messages. I mentioned that God has justified himself to the world, right? I mean, fully, completely. I mean, just more than we can comprehend. He's revealed his love in more ways than we can comprehend. And yet, people don't get saved, and they have all these objections. And they fire objections at him, don't they? And that's what the way Reinhard Bonnke explained it. And he was very strong in speaking about this. And it does, it bugs me. It does. Now let me look at believers and look at myself. We have done the same thing. We have had objections. We have fallen short, right? Of everyone falls short of the glory of God. And when we don't seek him with our whole heart and love him with all of our heart and make him our first love, then that's a sin, basically. I remember a woman of God saying that sin is missing the mark, missing the mark of what God has for us. Now, so I'm not just judging unbelievers, but I'm judging us too, because that is okay. It also bugs me that we as believers, so often, if you go to a church, there'll be a lot of, it's mostly dead religion in the Catholic and Christian church, mostly, and then people act spiritual. There's all these ways that we miss it. Now, at least they're trying, okay? But now let me go back to the unbelievers. There's no objection to Jesus Christ. There's no objection that anyone can say. No, it's a brilliant thing that Wesley said. God came to the earth as a man and justified himself to the world. I mean, that is just absolutely brilliant. No person, there's no anyone who objects to Jesus Christ and has object, that of course is foolish, and that is dangerous to do. Now here's another thing Reinhard Bonnke said very strongly: anyone who rejects Jesus, there's nothing beyond Jesus. Anyone who rejects him falls into what the Bible calls the bottomless pit. And let me add to that, anyone who rejects Jesus Christ and is not in the book of life will end up in the lake of fire for all of eternity. That's how serious this is. Now, and so there's the two sides, as I mentioned, the celebration with Jesus Christ, that the greatest celebration is his glory, his majesty, his beauty that he offers. That's the to think that Jesus Christ, how wonderful he is, and he gets more and more and more glorious and wonderful and powerful as we go on with him. You understand, that's what I said earlier as a theme that I want to focus on. Knowing God is an eternal revelation of Jesus Christ, of how wonderful he is and how wonderful the Father God is. Amen. And just on and on and on, it's just so glorious. Now, but there's the other side. And those who say no, it's a very dangerous place to be. It's very serious. They have nothing. There's no objection that they can give at all. Even if someone has had a terribly difficult life and just awful, terrible, the worst life, well, look at what happened to Jesus Christ. God's only Son came to the earth and suffered and died. Now, here's what, let me finish with this positive, though. You've heard people say sometimes, well, here's the final point I want to make. Jesus, the Father God Almighty, Jesus, and Jesus offer their glory to a person, their presence, the presence of God, the presence of Jesus. And contained within that is unlimited, every positive superlative you can think of. Unlimited love, mercy, goodness, graciousness, truth, peace, joy, happiness. I mean, just unlimited. The glory of God is the greatest. You know, His presence brings all of that. I was just reading in Jeremiah 33, recommended reading, that there's so much wonderful. When you read it, you're like, well, this is Jesus Christ. You know, this is God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ. Although we know that Jesus Christ was not revealed until He came to the earth as a man. But it talks about abundance of peace and truth and goodness and the Lord, you know, just so wonderful. That's what God offers. I say that because, you know, we as believers often, many people, you know, we're almost a Christian. Well, how about this? A great man of God says, if someone becomes a Christian just to escape hell and so forth, that's not real salvation. You know, it's meeting the Lord Jesus face to face and beginning that relationship with Him. And remember, He's God Almighty, and He reveals Himself and His love, and you know, that's salvation. It's not a, you've heard that phrase, it's not a fire escape, you know, so I want, and it's the Holy Spirit who reveals, you know, how wonderful this wonderful celebration, even though, yes, we have challenges, we all face, but Jesus is the good shepherd, the bread of life. He's the light of the world. He's the, you know, when we meet Him in His glory, we just, oh, hallelujah. We want to walk with Him and flow with Him, learn from Him, seek Him, give Him, worship Him, you know, just glory, hallelujah. To think, and to, oh, here's a, I'll add this. I'll try to finish with this. To think that, I mentioned that God has justified Himself to the world, right, and revealed His love. You know, so many people object to that, but here's into great examples. Just awesome examples. He's made Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, this wonderful Jesus Christ who is in heaven. He's God Almighty, the Son of God, the glory is available to every person on the earth fully through the Holy Spirit. That's, God's justified Himself fully to every person, no one has an excuse, because he's more than just available. His presence and glory is everywhere on the earth. Jesus is knocking on the door of people's hearts. The Holy Spirit is convicting them. And especially in modern times, now Jesus Christ has been revealed and proclaimed to the world. Most people on the earth now know exactly who Jesus Christ was, what He did. There's no, you know, even Jesus in A Divine Revelation of Hell by Mary Baxter told one of the people in hell, said, you know, your people have the advantages of modern communication systems. To think that throughout history, before modern times, there were not all of these modern communication systems proclaiming the gospel. But people still, again, even if they never hear about Jesus Christ, God's revealed himself, and it's easy to know him and be saved and make it to heaven. It's easy and simple. It's not, so I believe that those who do hear about Jesus Christ, more is required of them. But thank you for listening. We're very excited about these new initiatives in our ministry. We welcome you to be a part of them. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Email us prayer requests. We believe with you. I do want to add, not just briefly, that in the last 2 weeks we've launched about 10 or 12 websites. There, some of them are simple, but proclaiming the gospel. And just in the last day, I want to mention some. Where some of the visitors are from. But the overview is these websites, it's a great way to reach the public. Anyone in the world can, if they have the internet and a device, they can get these on these websites for free immediately and learn about the gospel, hear about Jesus, the wonderful, glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And again, we're not promoting these sites other than, yes, they're on our homepage of wonderreality.org, and then they've been in the notes of the podcast. And remember, it's just in the last 10 days. Some of these sites were just created in the last 2 days. But visitors from Nasad, Romania, Amsterdam, Kiev, Ukraine, Prague, Czechoslovakia, Itzhak, Russia, Moscow in Russia, Brazil, the Netherlands, Dronten, the Netherlands, Singapore, Indonesia, Germany, Tokyo, Vietnam, Poland, two more cities in the Ukraine, Kiev, Greece, Athens, Greece, Germany, several cities in Germany, cities in the U.S., New York, L.A., Seattle, London. So we're very excited. This is a great opportunity. We've had websites for several years, and we focused a lot on wonderreality.org, which has gotten a lot of traffic, especially in the last year. But please help us, join us. It's fun. It's a great way. I mean, I'm telling you, it's, the internet is amazing. And to think that anyone can get this for free right away. They don't have to do anything. Thanks for listening.